It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back, Tom. Folks, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, which is directly linked, thanks to my boss, Derek Stone, and his brilliance, directly linked to Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker. And that's how we're able to pull off this broadcast that the totalitarians were, well, they're not very pleased it occurs every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. I'd like to thank you for taking the time for joining us. If you missed the show, the podcasts are available 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. To have access to them, all you have to do is become a subscriber at DaveJanda.com. In addition to the podcast, which Derek has up by 8 p.m. tonight, you have access not just today's show, every show all the way back to October 2010. Plus, you have access to our WTF show, which we air on Wednesdays for our subscribers, our Insider Insight show, which we bring someone forward from behind the curtain to speak about issues. This week, it was actually the reviews. We had Pastor Chris Casey on. He is someone who his journey was from prison to the pulpit, to becoming a freedom fighter. He is fighting for your First Amendment right to worship as the Constitution guarantees. He is fighting government bureaucrats on that. It's an incredible interview. But again, that is available on our subscription platform. We hope you'll become part of our subscription service by supporting us, by supporting that subscription platform. You support this radio show so we can continue, our YouTube channel, and the website with all the extra content. You know, it's frequent that I come in contact with a number of people that are just incredibly motivated in what this country is all about. And I want to relate some experience I had this week. I came in contact with someone by the name of William Martell. He has a business, Creative Fireplaces and Stoneworks. For those of you in Southeast Michigan, if you have any kind of chimney issue or fireplace thing going on, they are not sponsors of this show, but he is a sponsor of Freedom and Liberty. He's a retired Marine, served honorably for many years with the Marine Corps. Hard work and honest, great pricing. If you have any kind of fireplace or I give Bill Martell the highest recommendation. His phone number, 313-268-9004. We had an opportunity to discuss a number of different issues this past week, and I just found him to be incredibly inspirational, motivational, and he runs a great business. And those are the type of people that should succeed in life. So I encourage you to give Bill a call if you have any chimney or fireplace issues. My next guest is someone who is also an incredible individual and an incredible freedom fighter and a fighter of the highest order in taking on the deep state, Sarah Westall. She is a successful entrepreneur and business executive. In the past 25 years, Sarah has created and developed multiple companies, including a very highly successful management and consulting firm and an international import and manufacturing company. Sarah, she's really a renaissance woman. She is so good at so many things. She has a computer science and business management systems degree from the College of Science and Engineering at the University of Minnesota with an emphasis in management information systems from the Carlson Business School. Sarah started her career at the center of the internet revolution at US West Communications, where she had many promotions, eventually became the director of Advanced Networking Group, responsible for all of the systems design and development for enterprise internet and networking arm of US West. She is now a partner in Galax Consulting. She is a host. I've been honored to be a guest on her platform of a national radio show, Business Game Changers. Her national radio show features leaders in business, government, society, and science. She has a fantastic YouTube channel, Sarah Westall. Her website, sarahwestall.com, is chock full of information you need to know that the bought off lamestream fake media will never present. It's my honor to welcome back my friend, Sarah Westall. Sarah, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to see you, or nice to be with you.
Well, it's honored that you're able to join us on this great Sunday. You know, Sarah, you have taken a lot of grief, as have I, for speaking about the illegal surveillance that was occurring in the Obama administration at the hands of Obama, Brennan, and Clapper. We have found allies in a sense that there are individuals that have come forward on this platform, actually initially presented it in March of 2017, Tom McInerney, Admiral Ace Lyons, that the Obama administration had launched into an illegal surveillance program that was separate and distinct from the NSA platform, a so-called parallel platform that was being used to gather information, to control people, to blackmail people, to coerce people into essentially going along with the deep state agenda. Admiral Lyons has since died. He died in December of 2018. Some of his last words to me were, to continue to push on the issue and exposure of the illegal surveillance program, in particular called the Hammer, that was being utilized by, and if you will, so usurped by Obama, Brennan, and Clapper. He told me that it was the key to the coup, the key to General Flynn's freedom, and the key, exposure of it, the key for the future of our country. We've had Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe, two of the most well-known experts in surveillance. You've had them on your platform as well, confirm the existence not only of the Hammer, but what it was being used for. So, I want to play a clip for you from an interview that was on Fox News, Business News this week with Sidney Powell, the great attorney for General Flynn. There are still at least two people that I'm aware of that continue to defame, slander, libel, anyone and everyone who speaks about illegal surveillance being done outside of the NSA platform by Obama, Brennan, and Clapper. And in so doing, what they're doing is providing cover for Brennan, Clapper, and Obama. I want to play this clip and then get your take. Derek, hit it.
So this is massive abuses of power under the Obama administration, deeper and more widespread than people may realize. Because, Sydney, there's also this story. A nonprofit watchdog group on privacy and surveillance, former House Judiciary Chair Bob Goodlatte, he's a Republican out of Virginia, he's a senior advisor now advising them. They're hitting the office of the DNI with FOIA requests. They want to know about whether intelligence officials under the Obama administration were spying on, did surveillance and unmasking of 48 current and former members of Congress. These are members of Congress from January 2008 to January 15, 2020. Senator Rand Paul tweeted about that 3 years ago saying, he thought he was being spied on and unmasked. Your reaction to that?
Well, don't forget, John Brennan was spying on members of Congress with CIA assets and NSA tools of electronic surveillance. They were spying on anybody they wanted to spy on. And then Brennan also formed this thing called a fusion cell or the Hammer or whatever people want to call it that was used to just explode surveillance information and activity over all kinds of Americans, particularly Congress. And in fact, I've been told even I was surveilled several years ago.
So that's the danger Senator Grassley and Republicans are talking about, that we do not, you know, the Republicans are saying we don't want to turn it to East Germany where we're spying and stitching on each other. And that's it. And that if they could do it to General Flynn, they could do it to all of us. Your word on that?
Exactly. That's and they have been doing it on all of us, Liz. That is what all needs to be uncovered and explored and exposed for the American public to know how bad the surveillance state has been and is. And it's only gotten worse. And this COVID mess is only going to make it worse. That's part of the contact tracing. I find extremely objectionable, all of it. It's way too much government intrusion in what is supposed to be a free society.
Sarah, your take. With your background in computer science and information technology, your take on what Sidney just spoke about.
Well, I just had Bill Binney on this week as well, and he said the same thing, that it's not just the NSA, because they're trying to say it's just the NSA and all that. It's the NSA, it's the FBI, it's the CIA. It's even beyond that. I've done some work with different whistleblowers that there's a shadow net. Things, software and tools that have been used by our intelligence agencies in different countries were then taken by General Jones and some other high-ranking people and turned into private assets for their own companies And then it's now a whole cottage industry where they use those tools against the American people. But it was all built based on taxpayer funds and used in our intelligence agencies in other countries. So it's now turned on us. And she made a comment, you know, I don't remember which one said it, about turning into East Germany or Nazi Germany. And, you know, we're way past that as far as the capabilities go. And then they compare it to China. And I got to tell you, Bill Binney said this, he said this last year on my show, that we are ahead of China in surveillance, not China ahead of us. They are taking our lead. It's the other direction. We just have this big mask on. And I don't know why there's such a wall. Maybe we need more educated people up there that understands how this stuff works to really push it through. But they, as you know, they can lie about anything and just keep lying. And then they can try to shut things down by just having this wall of lies. But it's just not true. They are spying all of us. And I've heard this from multiple whistleblowers. You've heard it from investigative journalists, from multiple whistleblowers. You've been covering it for years. And it's not just the hammer, which is one thing, but it's multiple tools. Now there's these fusion centers that they're talking about. It is a whole cottage industry, and they're making money on it. They're doing it with government assets. And there's also companies doing it and making money on it. And, you know, to give you an example of what they can do, then they can not only spy on everybody and get everyone's data and information and everything that you do, from your phone calls to your email to what you buy every day, what shows you watch on television, you know, on your computer, on television, whatever you do. They know everything you're doing. But they can also fix things. Like, let's talk about Roger Stone's jury. His jury was completely made up of people who were on the left. Completely. 100% of the juries were on the left. Well, you say, well, that doesn't make sense, because why wouldn't his defense make sure that the jury was a collection of people on all spectrums, or people that, you know, they get rid of the ones that are most likely to not like them? Well, the thing is, they not only fixed the jury, they it's not the jury they fixed. They fixed the entire pool of 120 people that were even considered to be on the jury. And how do they do that? Well, they use these tools to know who would be the most likely people that did not like Roger Stone. And those are the only people that they were even going after for the jury. So that fixed the entire case against Roger Stone, because there was no way they were going to get a fair jury. That's the kind of stuff they can do with these tools. Now, can I prove they did it with his jury? No, but what I can prove is that's what the results were. And the only way you can get those kind of results, because it's statistically impossible, is to use tools like this.
And our listeners are now asking, Sarah, well, wait, if they can do this with Roger Stone's jury pool, what can they do with an election?
Well, that's exactly right. And these were called cyber psyops. That's what these tools were. And we use them in other countries, in Ukraine and other places, to fix elections and to sway elections, shall I say. Well, they've turned it into a cottage industry here, and they hire these companies to create, I mean, all these things that you're seeing on social media. So somebody's completely surrounded. Now, if you look at the younger people, I know you have some younger people in your family, and so do I. What they get in their media feeds is completely different than what we get, because True. We just wouldn't look. They're completely surrounded by the narrative that the left wants them to see, completely brainwashed in that way. They don't get any of the information, and to the point where they are hook, line, and sinker believe what the media is.
So how do we break this matrix?
Well, that's my first thought. So how do we get past this? Because, you know, we need the young people to help us, because that's why I won't just go on Parler, because they want people to leave the other avenues, platforms, and go to where we're just all in our own little box, because then the masses won't get our information. So I try to stay on the bigger platforms where I'm going to reach some of these younger folks. But, you know, I use my children. I talk to people. I don't really know, other than we need to have a concerted effort amongst us. And I'm very disappointed that it seems like the Republican, that's why you say the deep state is, there is no left and right, because there isn't a concerted effort with these Republicans. It's kind of like there's a few people and that's it. And there needs to be an organized effort to combat this.
Well, and one of the avenues that they've really been pushing hard on the past 5 months has been the COVID issue. Let's talk about that, because you've gone into great depths on your platform, as we have on this platform, about the games that are being played.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's talk about just the sheer hypocrisy, right? Churches can't worship, but the big box retailers can be open, to the point where a church in Pennsylvania decided they're just going to go worship in a Walmart because they could there.
Right.
And, I mean, you know.
Yeah, they're doing it at casinos now. They go, okay, well, casinos are open, so we're just going to worship at a casino.
And rodeos are going forward saying that we're just a protest. We're not a rodeo. We're going to do a rodeo, but we're going to be a mass protest, because you can protest, but you can't do a rodeo.
President Trump did this at the press conference yesterday. Well, you know, there was some jerk in the press, of course, saying, oh, you know, you're violating, you know, you're talking political, you know, blah, 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 people without masks. He goes, this is a peaceful protest.
because what else are you going to do? It's so stupid. This is the complete lunacy, you know, and you get back to like things like hydroxychloroquine. Okay. And I know it's a really politically emotional charged thing, but there's so much hypocrisy around it, because hydroxychloroquine is very safe. Over the last 65 years, they've only been able to track 20 deaths worldwide, right? Whereas Tylenol has 500 deaths annually in the U.S. alone. So, you know, and Tylenol is considered safe. I mean, you just have deaths. It is what it is, because your body reacts with different. Tylenol probably was a reaction from different drugs or whatever. It's pretty safe, and you can talk about it more than me. But the fact that they're saying that this hydroxychloroquine is not safe when they have those kind of cases, you know, no deaths essentially, and it's also on for decades. It's been on WHO's list of essential medicines, is just lunacy. It's crazy. And so doctors are pulling their hair out, right? And so they had that big group of doctors, it's called America's Frontline Doctors, that came out and did this summit on it. And they pulled them all off social media. They were scared. There was one woman that came up, and her name was Stella Emanuel. She was an MD, and she's treated over 350 patients with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and
azithromycin, ZPAP.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she hasn't had great success. Nobody has died. Everybody's healed quickly. And so she went up there and said, you know, people need to be taking this. But she also called on Fauci, because there's a lot of rumors that people in D.C. are all taking it as a prophylactic to protect themselves. So she wanted Fauci to take a urine test because she believes he's taking it. And, you know, there's
here's the thing. I think that actually is a good move. And one of the things I recommended to the White House months ago was anyone on the coronavirus task force and their families and anyone they work with all sign off that they have no financial interest in a drug, a vaccine, or a testing platform that is related to COVID.
Exactly, because that's what Fauci's problem is. But before I get to that, this woman happens to be black, and so you got this media, while they're supporting Black Lives Matter, totally discrediting her because her medical degree is from Africa and it's not a real degree, and are weird and all these names. And that was really disturbing to watch that happen. But it's still the hypocrisy, and you're absolutely right about having investment. You know, Fauci, his organization owns half the 50% of the patent for Moderna, mm-hmm. which is one of the vaccines that are really in the forefront, because they just started their third phase trial of Moderna with 30,000 people. But
By the way, Sarah, they jumped over the animal testing protocols.
Exactly.
Oh, Sarah, this is a disaster. This is like 1976 again with the swine flu, with what Jerry Ford did.
Exactly.
And he pushed things through, and next thing you know, you had 500 Americans who were paralyzed.
Yeah, it was really bad. Well, and They're expecting hydroxychloroquine to do these double blind studies and all these other things. That's what Fauci says. I won't even even remotely suggest using it until you do all these studies and these trials and all this stuff. But they're not expecting this vaccine to do it. You know, it's not even close. And in fact, you know what they expected when they had this exclusionary data. So basically the people that they were testing in their first phases where you couldn't be a smoker, you could never vape, you couldn't be overweight, you couldn't have any respiratory problems in your family, you can't suffer from asthma, you can't have diabetes, no rheumatoid arthritis or any autoimmune disease, and no history of a seizure. So those are the only people there. So that's not the average American, and it sure the heck is not the American who's dying from this.
Well, and Sarah, if you look at the preliminary results from what you just spoke about, I believe 20% of the people involved in that study ended up getting sick and having to be hospitalized.
Yes. So you started with that group of people, and they had two dose groups. They had a high dose group and a low dose group. 6% of the people in the low dose group had to be hospitalized, and 21% of the high dose group had to be hospitalized. And those are the people with that kind of health profile are not the people dying of COVID. The people dying of COVID have one of those problems that I mentioned. This is just lunacy.
Well, how about this one? Fauci was at Brown University, right? On Friday. Here's what he said. Quote, "We don't know yet what the efficacy might be. We don't know if it will be 50 or 60%. The possibility of a highly effective COVID-19 vaccine, quote, are not great, end quote."
Yeah, well, he's just all over the board. I'm almost to the point where I'm just wondering if he's crazy. Like, he just isn't. Sure. I mean, well, like, he's just playing games and
I'll tell you, Sarah, you've dealt with academics and what you've done in your life. I have, too. And I think he suffers from the virus that infects about 99% of folks that are in academics, and that is this egomaniacal virus, where it's everything that they believe and is the only way a situation is, and you can't look at other points of view.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem that we have in general with your profession, with doctors, although the ones that are speaking out who don't think that way are all getting shut down. You're absolutely right. With professors, universities, it's just one big arrogant. I taught school at the University of Minnesota, the Carlson School, for 5 years as an adjunct. And you see that. It's just so disappointing, because the only way you're going to learn is by not having that arrogance. When you're arrogant, cell shuts down, your brain shuts off, and humanity is going to shut off. And that's what we don't want in our leadership positions. Somebody who doesn't want to learn.
Sarah, how can folks follow you? They need to follow you on a daily basis.
Well, go to sarahwestell.com. Please sign up for my newsletter. I'm on YouTube. I'm all over the place. So I really want you to subscribe, but please subscribe to my newsletter, because with all these people that are being shut down left and right, pulled off platforms, if I end up getting shut down before the election, I still want you to be able to access my material. So please do that. Make sure you have access to your favorite people or to people you're following who just give you good information other than the major platforms, because I'm really concerned every day there's another person that's being pulled off.
Sarah, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You're an incredibly courageous freedom fighter, and you take on the deep state on an hour-by-hour basis and continue to beat them into the ground, and I thank you for your courage. Our country is much better for all of your efforts.
Thank you so much, Dave. You too. Well,
folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Sancellary Bunker with Derek at our main Freedom Bunker at WAM Talk 1600.